Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to All Your Illuminati News. We're going to go over the Kendrick Lamar Drake Illuminati rituals. This goes deep into the subconscious mind. As we are entering a holy war, Kendrick Lamar portrays Jesus and Drake will portray Saturn, the sixth god. And J. Cole will be caught up in this mix as well, who I am predicting probably will convert, because this is all psychological operation connected to old cults like the Knights Templars. And you'll see this all in the music industry, the symbolism connected with the Illuminati, the Priory of Sion, and much, much more. Even recently, XXL magazine released Rappers and the Illuminati. And you can see that they are also part of the Templars. The double X is the double cross that you see on Drink Champs or Jay-Z's alcohol bottle, connected to the Templars and the Priory of Sion, which is 21 Savage's logo. They're saying that Jay-Z is Illuminati. Well, obviously, Sexy Red released her tape and Drake released his dragon. That was all promotion. And that's what you see actually happen here with this beef. This beef is nothing but a fabricated promotion to drive album sales. This goes on for a long, long time. It's the left-right paradigm that you do see in politics as well. And we'll get into how that is also color coding, where Drake will be the blue color coding and Kendrick will be the red. Kendrick Lamar being the red color coding does go into some Knights Templar symbolism, as the Knights Templars are the black, white, and red. And you can see that with him. Now, I'm not sure if this is a dress. The dress is part of the humiliation rituals. And these beefs can be connected to the humiliation rituals. Here's Drake wearing the women's, the rainbow stuff. But you got to understand the power dynamics that play with these artists. The artists are the mystics. They actually have more influence than a politician like a Biden. That's why Taylor Swift is used as a psyop for swinging the Biden vote, or Kid Rock, who punches people who infiltrate Bohemian Grove, sways the vote for the right paradigm for people like George Bush or Donald Trump. And here is the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is nothing but priming the people through a cathartic experience of tribal warfare to go into war. And after this football game that Kendrick Lamar, 50 Cent, Dr. Dre, Eminem were performing at, we did go and enter a war right after this with the color coding of the blue and yellow, the score equaling 3-2-2. For the secret society Skull and Bones. We even see the most recent Super Bowl, which is connected to Jay-Z. It's Rihanna, who's an ambassador for Barbados. Donald Trump actually threatened Sweden to go into economic war, which would have led into a actual real war if they didn't release A$AP Rocky. You might wonder, why would Trump release A$AP Rocky? Well, you'll see that it's very political. And these politics in secret societies like Freemasonry play a heavy role in how the power dynamics are actually operating. But we see Kendrick Lamar here during Super Bowl standing on Compton and making the Star of Ishtar. Ishtar is a portal. Compton is a gateway city. It's the gateway to the portal. Ishtar, right here, you can see this portal. You see Janet Jackson had it when she revealed her breast. It had that same star on it as well. It is the Star of Ishtar that you see Cat Williams wearing on his necklace as he is exposing, let's say, the Illuminati. The Illuminati is so hot right now. We're talking this false left-right paradigm. He even brought up the homunculus, which we actually showcased on this channel years and years ago with an actual homunculologist. So first off, make sure to like this video, share it out. You tune into All Your Illuminati News. If you do like this type of research, if you want to access a lot more information on these topics, go over to the Patreon right now. Hundreds and hundreds of videos, PDFs, documents, get wicked smart with us over there. Or just simply subscribe, like the video, and share it out. But yeah, Cat Williams was just on Netflix. They released his Netflix show and the symbolism is all over. You do not get a Netflix show propaganda actually connected to propagandists like Edward Bernays' families who wrote the book Propaganda. So this is absolutely proof that this is all just a psyop connected to the Illuminati, and the symbolism proves it, or their sponsor deals or their connections and affiliates to major institutions like Netflix, right? Netflix released that show Leave the World Behind, produced by the Obamas, on 12/8/128. In the 128 code we've covered here, we predicted how a bridge collapse would be connected to 128 because of that movie, and the Francis Scott Key bridge did collapse at 128 a.m., just like the towers collapsed at 10/28. And J. Cole is born on January 28th, 128. So I'm looking out for a ritual to go down with him, just like Rick Ross's birthday is also 128. This is a huge number for Illuminati rituals. J. Cole has the song, She Don't Want to Be Saved. And we were just talking about this. She Don't Want to Be Saved. And this goes into being saved. I believe it's like finding God, because they are all portraying different gods. Drake is Saturn. He's the sixth god. Kendrick Lamar portrays Jesus. Jay-Z portrays Jehovah, Hova, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. This is all going into the images of man in their head in this symbolism of control, using symbols that work to control the world. So I'm looking out for J. Cole, because this all started happening, this beef, because of this video is one of the reasons why. First person shooter. You'll see the Spider-Man logo popping up. The Spider-Man is actually connected to Masonry, but you even see the Boominati, right? The Boominati. I mean, can you get any more blatant than that? Promoting the Spider-Man as well. Doja Cat had the spider. It's just all over the place. And then right here's the Metro Boomin, the Illuminati with 21 Savage, P. Diddy, and The Weeknd. And they're all performing at Super Bowls. Massive rituals. I mean, the symbolism is absolutely nuts. Even all the songs combined together, 9. They got 9 because 9 is the completion number. There was 9 original Knights Templars. That's why Wu-Tang had 9 original Wu-Tang members. On top of that, you got 50 Cent, who was shot 9 times. And the Migos Takeoff's last album, track 9, was the exact time that he passed away. Why is the mainstream media promoting this beef, right? CNN, NBC, CBS, all mainstream media news outlets are promoting this because they want to distract you. Plus, this is big business, these fights. So Kendrick Lamar, right here, they even wrote out here on Wikipedia the symbolism of it. The bricks are straight connected to Freemasonry, obviously, but the color coding of the red, white of the Knights Templars, this Knights Templar stuff is absolutely all over the music industry. Lil Uzi Vert got the double cross on his tongue. Jay-Z's alcohol bottle, Drink Champs logo, I mean, is the Baphomet, just like Beyonce does the Baphomet. So this symbolism is absolutely crucial. And if you're new here, I mean, obviously subscribe, because you'll learn a lot about these deep, deep secrets. That's a secret society controlling the music industry. I mean, this goes back to Beethoven. Beethoven, for example, was trained by an Illuminati member on how to play the piano. The symbols on Kendrick Lamar look very Templar-esque. Even he has the red, white, and black color coding right here. But this also looks like a Knight of Malta or a Tudor Rose. So, I mean, right there connected to some Illuminati stuff going down. Now, Compton is where this is all coming out of. It's a gateway city, so I don't know if that has any symbolism there. But I'm looking out for this date coming up in just 5 days from now, May 11th, which would be Compton's birthday, to see if something, some sort of ritual happens on that day. Compton lays on the 33rd parallel. The 33rd parallel is connected to massive rituals on that ley line, because the Knights Templars were obsessed with these certain ley lines that you see right here. And different events happen on different ley lines. But you can see here, he's portraying Jesus. The song that he dropped, Euphoria, came out right before the Illuminati Day, May 1st, May Day. Drake has a song called November 18th, which is the 322 day of the year for Skull and Bones. It's also the day the founder of the Illuminati died, Adam Weishaupt. And this Euphoria show, the guy Angus Cloud passed away, which seems to be very ritualistic in its nature. Now, Kendrick Lamar posted Drake's mansion with a child predator, listing 13 of them. So it'd be interesting to see what kind of information will be leaked out, because Diddy information leaked out. Then you got the Nickelodeon thing leaked out as well. Ryan Garcia talking about Bohemian Grove being leaked out. And that's Drake's symbol, is the owl. It's the Bohemian Grove owl, which is even more ancient than Bohemian Grove. I mean, it goes into a lot of different orders that are connected to Templars and even Francis Bacon. Interested to see if that is that a blue roof. It looks blue to me. It looks a little gray blue, but it makes me think of the Rothschild mansion that has a blue roof. But all the houses in Hawaii and those blue roofs. But everybody that's part of the secret societies, rather, that is Jack Dorsey, who is a big affiliate with Jay-Z for blockchain technologies, putting everybody on a beast system. This is the guy that created Twitter, and he did his first tweet, for example, on 322, Skull and Bones Day. So interesting there. We got the Met Gala happening tonight, so we'll be keeping an eye out for that. This is where Elon Musk wears the New World Order t-shirt. A lot of symbolism there, so look out for more content of that. We'll keep you updated. Tom Brady, even mainstream news pundits are calling this a humiliation ritual. So here is the Bohemian Grove. You got to go here, dress up in a robe, do a mock sacrifice. Then you could be elected as a president. And that's the logo of Drake. Drake is the owl. You got the Jake Paul fight happening with Tyson. I mean, this Illuminati stuff is all over the place. Even this song, they're saying that this is one of the songs that started this beef called Like That, with Kendrick Lamar dissing Drake. Their article, they're saying that it was released on 322, even though it wasn't, but they wrote it on USA Today that it was released on 322. Just like Drake November 18th song, it's the 322 day of the year. So he's got this new song, Kendrick Lamar. He's calling it owl hunting. He's showing hunting the owl. Looks a lot like the humiliation ritual of MGK and Eminem. Remember Eminem and ICP, there was a bunch of humiliation ritual there. So I wonder if their owl hunting is paying homage to ICP's chicken hunting, because Drake did recently wear the ringmaster. So I don't know, maybe that's when I hear owl hunting, I think of chicken hunting. Cut a mother effing chicken neck, right? But all these beefs are fabricated. Drake and Kanye West, or Drake and 50 Cent. 50 Cent is responding to all this on Drake's side, it looks like. And 50 Cent, in 50 Cent book, he says they created a beef, they sat down. Shout out to 50. I've been looking out for 50 Cent to go through a ritual because of the dollar collapse. Who's on the 50 Cent? It's JFK. So he was at the Super Bowl doing the hangman. That is all ritualistic. They fabricate these beefs for rap sales. 50 Cent is the one on the front lines of exposing the Diddy. But I've gone into even 50 Cent's artists. It's G-Unit, right? G right there, the Freemasonic G, but also Young Buck. His logo is the Priory of Sion, just like 21 Savage. And this could go all the way back to Tupac, who released the Illuminati. This is where I learned about the Illuminati and Machiavelli. And on the back of his Band album cover, he shows in a dress and other imagery in that. And in his song Bomb First, My Second Reply, he goes into these rappers, which I think is straight connected to what's happening right now. We see how the music industry is connected to the CIA. To brainwash people, keep people brainwashed. And look, this is Onyasaru's tweet, he was showing the blue and the red symbolism right there. Drake is the dragon, the Draco. I mean, I even looked into just their Instagrams, and Drake's Instagram, it's all blue. Everything is blue coded, and Kendrick Lamar, the only coding he has is the red, white, and black. So I think that's pretty on point. Make sure to hit that like and subscribe button for all your Illuminati news. Plus, go click the link down below. Go to the Patreon. We just got exclusive new videos just released. Get wicked smart with us over there. Much love, everybody, and God bless you.